This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A new health care bill with pro-life provisions has this month alone to gain traction on Capitol Hill. The Graham-Cassidy health care bill would defund Planned Parenthood and specifically target funding of abortion under the current health care scheme. The September 30th deadline is necessary because Democrats as a bloc are pledged to oppose anything the majority presents, and the budget reconciliation process that takes only a majority closes this month. Another battle is brewing over conscience rights. Two federal funding amendments bar states from compelling medical personnel to violate conscience or religious belief, but both Illinois and Hawaii do so. The Alliance Defending Freedom is taking several court and federal agency actions to protect two Illinois doctors and a medical pregnancy support service in Hawaii. If the actions succeed, it would likely free others across the country from being coerced by states in providing, promoting, or referring for abortion services. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
In other headlines, a Washington State employee with pro-life convictions has been compelled to provide abortions or quit. He quit. A group providing money for abortions is calling abortion a social good, and a Michigan abortionist has had his medical license suspended. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.